What a wonderful time of year to be thinking about community, philanthropy, and volunteerism. We've got many, many incredible guests to talk about all of those things. We're going to start with my friend here on An Hour to Give, Ken Mayhew. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Sam. How are you?
Ken, I am great because I love spending time with you and I love talking about philanthropy, as you know. You are the chair of AFP Canada. And of course, those that don't know, AFP stands for Association of Fundraising Professionals. How has this year been for you, Ken?
I think like many others, it's certainly been a ride, Sam. It's been the best of times and the worst of times. And I have the privilege of having a role within AFP Canada. I also have a busy day job. I lead the foundation for the Osler Health System, which is three very busy community hospitals in Northwest Toronto who have been disproportionately impacted by all of this because the communities we serve are marginalized communities. So it's been, I think, the most fulfilling time in my 25-year career, but also the toughest.
Of course, it's been a very emotional time, Ken. This time of year, especially over the holidays, we're thinking about our loved ones, and so many of us are not able to be with our loved ones. How have you managed through all of this, especially working in a busy hospital setting and dealing with so many incredible nonprofit leaders across the country?
Yeah, I think, I think I have my days. Like everyone else has days that are better than others, Sam. As you would know, we've had a chance to talk before. We have had the chance to do some good work together before. I'm a perennial optimist. I just think that each and every day from coast to coast to coast, in ways large and small, extraordinary people are doing extraordinary things, and many oftentimes we don't even know about those things. They're just kind of done quietly. It's asking anybody on the street if they need groceries because you're taking a Costco run, or checking in on a neighbor, or raising funds for a cause that matters to you. For us, maybe one small little story. Three Saturdays ago, my wife got some neighbors together, and Suzanne wanted to do something to help those who are vulnerable in our community, so we tried to put some comfort kits together. You know, we'd hoped to maybe get enough supplies for 200, and instead we have more than 500 that we were able to get together and, in social distance and safe way, pack these little bags that will help people have a bit of comfort in a tough time of year, as you know. So I really think from coast to coast, as I said, for things like fires and floods and the Humboldt tragedy, time and again, Canadians come together and do tough things in tough times. And I've really found just profound gratitude in witnessing all these acts of kindness that we've experienced over the last 10 months or so.
It really is incredible, and I think that's really a good opportunity to sort of talk about what the definition of philanthropy is, because I think so many people think philanthropy are, you know, those million-dollar gifts, which of course are really needed and very welcomed, but it's also those small acts like you talk about, and we've often talked about time, talent, and treasure, and that every Canadian can play a part, whether they're putting together those comfort kits, or whether they're doing a monthly gift, or a major gift, or they're part of a corporation with that corporate social responsibility, but everyone can really play a role.
And I think that's what it's all about. And I think that you and I, you know, share a bit of healthy idolization of former Governor General David Johnson, who speaks about this so eloquently in his book, Trust. You know, when he talks about one of the most spectacular parts of the Canadian social mosaic is that we're people who care, we're people who are there for each other. It doesn't mean that's utopian. It doesn't mean that we don't have room to improve or that we have our differences, but we look after each other. And in times that are worse and in parts of the country that are sometimes most disadvantaged, people lean in the most. And you're absolutely right. It's not the size of the gift. It's not even necessarily a financial gift. It's just doing something. Mm-hmm. My whole thing is let's get off the couch, put Netflix on pause for a little bit, and perhaps in a quieter time, we can do that thing that we always intended to do, but we just never seem to have time to do it because our lives are so busy. And you and I both share this trait for better and for worse. And sometimes kind of that busyness takes over. Mm-hmm. And in a moment of forced reflection, you know, we can do some good. And you're right. It can be something modest. It can be, you know, dropping off a plant for a neighbor. It can be shoveling a driveway. It can be supporting a charity with a financial gift. It's enormously important.
And of course, you and I are just two members across this country and globally, of course, members of AFP that have the privilege and the honor, really, of working in nonprofits and working for the nonprofit sector. And I have to say this to you, because many, many years ago, and I don't know if you recall this or not, we all normally gather in November in Toronto and we have a big conference and we all put our names in to have breakfast with a leader in our sector. And I put my name in to have breakfast with you. And you had to be there to win. Do you remember this, Ken?
I remember it clearly. Yes, I do.
And you had to be there to win. And they kept calling, pulling names. And it got to like name number 7. And no, the person wasn't there. And I kept hoping my name was going to be called. And my I was number 9. And it became a bit of a joke, of course, that all these people weren't there. And of course, you've got a wicked sense of humor. And you were kind of joking, oh, nobody wanted to have breakfast with you. And I was so excited. It was like, it was like rock star breakfast for me. And I've never forgotten, you know, that time with you. And I just look up to you so much. But that's a lot of pressure, too, for nonprofit leaders, isn't it?
Well, I don't know where to begin, but I'm happy to be number 9. You know, I think I'm glad I waited. No, I do think there is a little bit of serendipity in all of this. And none of us were born leaders, right? All of us have worked with and through others. And again, I'll return the favor at this time of year when you tell the truth. I similarly, Sam, think the world of you, and I've watched your rise, and I've watched you shine the light on difficult things. And as you know, I really admire that. It takes courage to do that. So for me, you know, people were there for me, and as kind of time went on and I learned a few things, made a whole bunch of mistakes, it seems the least I can do to give back. Many who are in the Association of Fundraising Professionals or in the nonprofit and charity sector have a call to serve. It's just kind of what's there for us. And, you know, I'm able to do what I do to the extent that I can contribute through and with others. So, yeah, it gets busy, and it's certainly been very intense, but it's a privilege. I think it's a great honor, and I'm really grateful to get to work with people of your caliber and people from coast to coast who care about causes that matter.
Thank you so much, Ken. What's on the priority list for 2021 as the chair of AFP Canada? What are the things that you're really wanting to shine a light on? And what are you wanting Canadians to know about giving to charity, especially as we move into such a hopeful year?
Yeah, for sure. So the first thing I would say is that there's no wrong way to do it. So in whatever way, in whatever form matters to you, find something and shine your light on that thing. And it can be, you know, 2 hours a week as a volunteer, or it can be as a transformational donor to a cause that matters to you, and you're at an age and stage that you're able to do such a thing. But just pick something that matters. I'm seeing concurrent pandemics. I'm seeing a lot of issues around social justice that have come to light that, frankly, were overdue and need to be addressed. I'm seeing a lot of people, understandably, nervous about their own employment, about their own financial stability, and obviously working in community hospitals. I'm seeing lots of health issues and fear around that, and fear is the right word. So through giving, in whatever form you choose to do that, you can do something that's hopeful. And AFP Canada is sort of the voice of the profession, those who are professional ethical fundraisers. And we talk to government and talk to media and produce tools and networking and education for, as you know, over 3,000 members from coast to coast of AFP, and anchored by 21 spectacular chapters like the Ottawa chapter and the Toronto chapter and the BC chapter and Vancouver and on and on and on, and a foundation who provides scholarships and education, sector education and research relative to what fundraising is. So I think we're just really hoping that we can continue in a non-opportunistic way, but in a hopeful way, to take advantage of this wave of engagement, of this notion that we're stronger together, And, you know, when you talk about a hopeful 2021, I smiled when you said that. This morning, Sam, this morning today, we administered our first doses of vaccine at Osler Health System. So we received the Pfizer vaccine, and we gave it to a person who's a long, long time employee of a long-term care healthcare home. And to me, that's just spectacular. There were tons of cheers, and I don't know that we would have thought that we'd see the day in 2020, let alone as quickly as we have. So, Yeah, I am very hopeful for the year ahead, for sure.
And I think when we, you know, we think about all the different ways people have really stretched themselves this year, whether that be, you know, time in terms of their employment, or maybe it's, you know, helping in their community, whatever that is, I think it's an opportunity for us to really, you know, also thank each other. I think this is an opportunity, especially this time of year, to really thank somebody that's made a difference in their lives.
And again, that's where, as I say, you know, in whatever way, do something rather than thinking that you have to do something specific. You're absolutely right. You know, we're getting more little notes from neighbors, or a couple of cookies dropped off, or I call them random acts of kindness. Like at the hospital, we have all these painted rocks and signs and keep going, and we're grateful for what you're doing for us. And you're absolutely right. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't take much, but sometimes intention is not the same as action. And I do think that during a holiday season that it's going to be a bit quieter than usual. I won't see my family for the first time in my life. I'm one of those people who won't be able to do that. There is an opportunity to kind of say, you know what? Well, maybe in this reflection I can pay it forward with a little act of kindness. And you're absolutely right, Sam, and that's happening all around us, and it's keeping us going, and it'll keep us going in 2021. We can do hard things. We don't necessarily like to do them, but we can do hard things, and we're getting through this together.
Really appreciate your wise words always. Ken Mayhew, Chair of AFP Canada, thanks so much for joining us. Stay with us for an hour to give.